CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. President Trump said Tuesday night he's not happy about Israel's attack on Hamas leaders in Qatar, a point White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt made earlier in the day.
Unilaterally bombing inside Qatar, a sovereign nation and close ally of the United States that is working very hard and bravely taking risks with us to broker peace, does not advance Israel or America's goals.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu defends the attack. Former CBS News correspondent Dan Raviv.
Netanyahu says that the people who were targeted in Qatar are the same political leaders of the Hamas movement who celebrated on October 7th, almost 2 years ago. And so he says they deserve it, and there was an opportunity. Obviously, he's making no apology. And lately, Israel doesn't seem to care if the world condemns Netanyahu and Israel.
Five lower-level members of Hamas were killed. Poland says it found a damaged drone in the country's east after shooting down Russian drones in its airspace that were targeting Ukraine. President Trump went out to dinner Tuesday night at a Washington, D.C. restaurant, what he says would have been impossible before he deployed National Guard troops in the district. WTOP reporter Dan Ronan.
In addition, I'm deploying the National Guard to help reestablish law, order, and public safety.
Now, 1 month later, here are the numbers. The White House says 2,100 people were arrested, 222 firearms were seized, 50 homeless encampments were removed. D.C. police say violent crime is down almost 40% from last year, including a 53% drop in homicides. Dan Ronan for CBS News, Washington.
The Supreme Court has agreed to hear a case relating to the Trump administration's tariff policies. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
This is yet another case originating out of President Trump's executive orders, and the Supreme Court has ruled on several of these cases under its shadow or emergency docket. At least this case will receive a full briefing and oral argument, premised again on the reach of Trump's executive authority.
Two whistleblowers, formerly with Meta, testified on Capitol Hill that the company suppressed child safety research regarding its virtual reality products. CBS News congressional correspondent Nicole Killian.
Meta says that it relies on parents to make sure their kids have an age-appropriate experience and points to parent-managed accounts for young users. But some senators tell me it's not sufficient, and they believe CEO Mark Zuckerberg should come back here to Capitol Hill to testify again.
Meta dismissed the testimony. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Sia, and I support Humane World for Animals. Together, we have created a new version of Peter Gabriel's beautiful song, Salisbury Hill, to celebrate Humane World for Animals and everything they do. Enjoy the song and join us in helping Humane World for Animals end animal cruelty.
Transforming your land with a John Deere compact tractor is as easy as connect, latch, load, haul, spread. Cutting grass is as simple as roll, click, mow. Box blading is as effortless as hook, lock, grade. And backhoeing is as convenient as turn around, switch, dig. Because when you've got the versatility to tackle just about any job and dealer support in your own backyard, you just have to get in the seat. Find the right compact tractor for you at JohnDeere.com.
Forbes is out with its list of the richest Americans.
The president is on the list, says Forbes' Chase Peterson Withorn.
The most famous of all is definitely Donald Trump. The president is worth $7.3 billion. He ranks number 201 on the list. As rich as President Trump is, there are 200 people richer than him.
Elon Musk, Larry Ellison, and Mark Zuckerberg are on top. As for how most got there,
the stock market is as high as it's ever been. And these people own or founded or control, you know, many of the companies that make up the stock market. And so the billionaire class is doing very well right now because the stock market is doing very well.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
Ethiopia set the waters flowing for the largest hydroelectric dam in Africa. It's intended to improve the country's economy, boost the electric vehicle industry, and end blackouts. The $5 billion Grand Renaissance Dam will produce more than 5,000 megawatts. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight and light winds. Look for morning lows in the mid and upper 50s. On Wednesday, skies turning partly cloudy. Light winds and highs in the mid and upper 70s. By the time we get to Thursday, a little more sunshine, temperatures cooler. Currently 62 degrees.
You more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. and the day's debate. Laugh about it, shout about it, when you've got to choose. Every way you look at it, you lose. Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio? A nation turns its lonely eyes to you. Ooh. What's that you say?
Radio Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
You think this song is about you, don't you, don't you? The sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof. The happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah. On a blanket with my baby, that's where I'll be.
Under the
out of the sun,
under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
parade whenever I wanted to.
Sports That Matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Make every day extraordinary with something special from Wisconsin. From artisan cheeses to fresh produce to maple syrup, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection's Something Special from Wisconsin program is proud to work with member businesses that certify their Wisconsin-made and processed products. Look for the red and yellow sticker and visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to find member businesses and products made with care, quality, and love. Sponsored by Wisconsin DATCP.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
saw Marie, she went waving me goodbye. Hairy home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Your source for local news and timeless hits, but your favorite Wisconsin teams, too. We'll follow the Brewers to the postseason, and now the Packers, too. When it comes to the big teams, we've got the game covered with the play-by-play and the wrap-ups with our award-winning sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Brewers, Packers, local news, and timeless hits, all on one station.
What's on my mind, but the world.
does to me. Maybe it's the clothes she wears, or the way she combs her hair. Oh, that makes me wanna tell her that I care.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about her
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about her
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
fine?
Goes on.
WRJN.
rescue me.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Here, see my old friend John. Can you
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
WRJN. Left a good job in the city, waking for the man every night and day. And I never lost one minute of sleep, and worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning, proud mirror keep on burning. Rolling, rolling, rolling on a river. Between the lights.
she's tied to the dock and she can't get free. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Fish all day, sleep all night. Father never lets her out of his sight.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Israel targeted Hamas leaders in Qatar, killing five lower-ranking members. President Trump says he's not thrilled about the attack. CBS News correspondent Holly Williams.
The blast in a residential neighborhood was caught on security camera. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called it a surgical precision strike.
Israel acted wholly independently.
Hamas is designated a terror organization by the U.S., but its political wing operates openly in Qatar, making negotiations easier. Qatar is a vital U.S. partner and a mediator in ceasefire talks. It condemned the attack on its soil as criminal.
A just-released analysis finds the U.S. is losing thousands of manufacturing jobs.
A new analysis from the Center for American Progress finds that in August, employers shed 12,000 manufacturing jobs, while payrolls in the sector have shrunk by 42,000 since April. The Nonpartisan Policy Institute attributes the decline to the Trump administration's steep new tariffs and its hard hardline stance on immigration. For all of this year, manufacturing employment in the U.S. has sunk by a total of 33,000 jobs, according to Labor Department figures.
CBS's Matt Piper reporting. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has released a childhood health report. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
It talks a lot about root causes while proposing to loosen some environmental and